Good morning, this is Tony Funeka, Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Brandt Pretorius, the CEO of Momentum Short-Term Insurance. And we're talking about the current environment that we're going through. Brandt, thank you very much for talking to me. You sent us a very interesting piece around change and coping with change. And certainly this is a time of uncertainty and big change. Thank you very much, Brandt.
It certainly is, you know, for our consumers, most specifically for our suppliers, and obviously for all of us in the industry as well. But it has been heartwarming to see the extent to which specifically the short-term insurance industry and, you know, so many of the, you know, competitors in the industry have come out to really support our clients and our service providers and provide financial relief in many creative ways, but do our bit to, you know, make sure that we come out of this, you know, very, very challenging time, you know, in a way that's still hopefully sustainable.
Yes. I mean, as you said, it's uncharted waters and so on. But, you know, the industry is used to going through change. It's always having to adapt, etc. I mean, this is very unprecedented and this is very immediate. But maybe you can just share with us some of your thoughts on, you know, the main drivers of change in the industry and then obviously keeping in mind what's happening at the moment.
Yes, I'll try and do so. So I don't think anyone can really claim at the moment that we are driving change. We are, you know, reacting to an unprecedented situation that, you know, none of us, I think, have foreseen, at least to the extent that it is playing out. And, you know, one of my sort of observations is that this sort of COVID-19 crisis has highlighted and perhaps even emphasized some of the, you know, underlying or systemic challenges that, you know, our consumers and the economy has been struggling with. And, you know, it's evident that, you know, our consumers and specifically small and medium-sized businesses are under severe financial pressure. And this is really the last straw that is, you know, breaking the camel's back. So, you know, whether the behavior in our industry has changed permanently, I think time will tell. The scope, the duration, and the severity of the impact, I don't think is known yet. And all of us are trying to, you know, to figure out exactly what will happen. But we are making, you know, decisions with the information available. It is more often than not a very incomplete set of information, but, you know, we will have to make do with that. I think insofar as it relates to, you know, drivers in the industry, you know, the corona crisis is also perhaps, you know, highlighting some of those, as I said, underlying systemic sort of drivers. And I think what we have seen is, you know, consumers most definitely have a need for products that are designed in a slightly more flexible fashion, which, now, hopefully we'll be able to, you know, meet, you know, their demands a little bit faster. So I think on-demand and usage-based sort of products in the future will be more evident. And I think Corona has highlighted that consumer need more strongly than what was the case in the past. I think the fact that we are unable to physically engage with our clients, with our service providers has forced all of us to think very critically around, you know, digital enablement of our processes. So I think this will become a more critical part, not that it wasn't important, but I think this has fast-tracked many digital initiatives so that we can service our financial advisors and our clients and enable them in a digital fashion. And so that, I think, is an underlying driver of change, which is now more important. I think, you know, our business, and I've always been a fan of data and, you know, rich data and quality data. But what we've certainly seen is, again, as a result of this crisis, those insurers who have better data are just able to react faster, make more informed decisions, and assist their clients in a better way than those insurers and businesses who are not yet so far advanced in their sort of data and analytics strategy. So again, I think this will become an even more important capability going forward. you know, in simple terms, in the last few days, you know, clients have rightfully, I think, made some noise around, you know, the fact that lockdown has been extended, you know, for the full month of April, and obviously the risk for vehicle accidents has materially, you know, reduced. And those insurers who have a telematics-based product are just in a better position to understand what that impact really is and translate that into something which has real benefit for clients. So I again think, you know, IoT and connectedness, you know, is accentuated by, you know, by this crisis. And then I think the last point, you know, one of the drivers of change is the advent of probably new risk types, which historically we haven't been able to address appropriately. And, you know, something like cyber risk and the fact that work from home may become a much more commonplace factor in our industries, creating very different kind of cyber related risks, I think, for businesses. So I think that needs to be addressed. And, you know, the way that our business interruption cover in the industry has responded to this crisis, I think, has also left some questions, perhaps, and maybe over time there will be a better response in how we do that. So, you know, I think those would be, you know, some of my initial sort of points. What I think is also important is that some sort of basics or perhaps old truths that, you know, has always been evident in the industry has also been confirmed in a way. So I think, firstly, the quality of advice and the critical role that our financial advisors play in this time cannot be overemphasized. It's absolutely mission critical, and clients, I think, who are, you know, blessed to have a financial advisor are definitely in an excellent position, because, you know, financial advisors will just have a better understanding of how to assist their clients to mitigate their risk given this change in the environment. I think for us as the industry, you know, clients have always expected peace of mind. And sometimes, you know, one forgets this. And if you see how consumers are reacting both locally and, you know, internationally, they are checking whether we are going to do as we've promised. They are expecting that peace of mind to become real and practical. And I think how we behave and react as an industry now will influence consumer trust in our industry for, you know, for many years to come. So we really need to make sure that we get it right. And perhaps the last point that, you know, has been historically important, which again has been emphasized, is the importance of value for money. You know, products, I think, with very low loss ratios and limited benefits to clients are being caught out. And I think clients are becoming wise to that. And we need to make sure that, you know, our products offer real value for money, and, you know, purely because our consumers and our own businesses will be under severe pressure for, you know, for the foreseeable future. So, you know, I think, again, insurers who are able to react to that in a better way will be, you know, well positioned to also, you know, perhaps see some opportunities in this time of crisis.
I mean, Brandt, very interesting. I mean, very clear that you're following a very holistic approach, sort of with that solid fundamentals in business still in place. But then from a bigger sort of short-term insurance group perspective, as we spoke in the beginning between Momentum Short-Term Insurance and your Alexander Forbes inclusion now, and then Guardrisk and that, do you see specific opportunities that you would want to take during this time, and taking into account how the transformation is happening in the industry?
Yeah, I think it's a good question, Tony. I think initially it's, you know, our main responsibility to our clients and to our suppliers and to our shareholders is just to ensure that we come, you know, out of this crisis with a sustainable business in the end. And, you know, we've obviously seen, you know, new business volumes decrease quite significantly. We've seen, you know, clients who are under, you know, severe pressure reducing cover, and in some instances, obviously canceling cover. So, you know, both those factors are playing in on the, you know, on the economics of that transaction in particular. And, you know, what we initially had as a business case We now need to rethink that and translate the new environment into value. But you know, for us, the first, I suppose, point is to make sure that we can help our clients, and in doing so, also help our business to, you know, to come out of this positively. So we've implemented numerous measures to assist both clients and service providers. So if you will allow me, perhaps just, you know, a few points. So on the Momentum short-term side, we've been able to provide our clients access, or early access, to, you know, no-claim bonuses, in our words, our rewarder bonus, as well as our safety bonus, which, you know, clients can earn through, you know, driving safely. So we've been able to give, you know, them early access to that, which for many clients may equate to, you know, 2 or 3 months worth of premium. So they can fund future premiums with that. We are in the process of implementing a discount on all motor risks across, you know, both the MSDI and AFI businesses, and that ranges between 10% and 15% for both the months of May and June. So hopefully that will provide some, you know, a further relief. We're obviously, like, you know, so many of our colleagues in the industry, you know, through appropriate financial advice, assisting clients to reduce cover where appropriate, to make premiums more affordable. And we will, from next week, also in the MSDI business, implement a, you know, premium and cover pause mechanism, which will allow clients to, you know, to pause their cover without any detrimental impact to their financial profiles once they can afford to pay for their insurance. So from a client perspective, those are some of the measures that we are taking. And, you know, from a supplier point of view, both businesses have suspended all our volume-based discounts for motor body repairers. We've doubled our resources typically used for payment of service providers, so that we can, you know, pay all our suppliers as quickly as possible and really do it immediately and get away from sort of 30-day payment terms, which is, you know, commonplace in the industry. And then for selected suppliers on the motor side, we're also providing them with a, you know, an advance really on work that they are expected to do. So just, you know, if the vehicle is in the motor body repair and parts have been ordered, we are willing to upfront pay 50% of the initial assessment cost, you know, without work being done, again, to just provide some liquidity assistance to our providers. So, you know, I think if we do that right, then we can do that in a sustainable fashion, then, you know, we will come out of this hopefully with our in-force book intact. And then, you know, the focus will be to really understand what our clients and our financial advisors are saying to us in terms of how our products and specifically the way that we service the business must change going forward. And, you know, the key for us there is to, you know, to really, you know, make sure that we still continue to offer, you know, excellent value for money. And I think, you know, you and I spoke about it a little bit off air. The fact that we are now in a position to combine these two businesses make us a much more sizable player. And there's obviously some scale benefit and advantage to that. And hopefully we can translate that to, you know, to benefit for our clients. And, you know, we also think that the two businesses have quite complementary value propositions. So, you know, going forward, I firmly believe that if we can integrate these two value propositions nicely and we can connect it very strongly with, you know, the heart of our sort of customer story, which, you know, revolves around safety and, you know, around convenience, that we will be able to, you know, carve out for us, you know, a nice niche in the industry and hopefully attract some new business. I believe that our safety offering is actually quite uniquely positioned in this time of crisis, where, you know, we actively measure and then actively reward clients for not driving. And, you know, if they fully engage with our value proposition and specifically with Multiply, our group's rewards and loyalty program, they can earn up to 30% of their premiums back. So, you know, I think in these tough times, you know, clients will hopefully value that and hopefully we can translate that into, you know, once I suppose the economy allows for, you know, into strong new business growth.
Definitely. It sounds, as you say, that
you know, maintaining client loyalty and building that client loyalty, and then also working to keep the bigger ecosystem healthy as a primary focus on your side. Brunt, great chatting to you. Thank you very much for those insights. Everybody is going through some business soul searching, making sure that every single T is crossed and I is dotted. And it's great to see how everyone's dealing with this. Thank you very much for sharing some of your thoughts with me.
No, thank you, Tony. It's a pleasure. And you know, I'm a big fan of an Albert Einstein quote, which sort of goes something along these lines, that adversity introduces a man to himself. And I think as you know, the insurance industry, we are now being introduced in some way to ourselves. And you know, this crisis exposes challenges in operating models and in products, but there is always, I think, a silver lining, and hopefully at the end of this we can come out with a more resilient industry, with you know, products that are more robust and more aligned to what our clients need, and you know, that we can continue to play a very, very critical role in the lives of our clients. So hopefully we don't waste what is a very, very serious and challenging crisis.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that very appropriate quote for the time. So let's see if we can learn from that introduction to ourselves.
Absolutely.
Brunt, thank you so much for your comments.
Thank you, Tony. And as always, it's a pleasure talking to you.